Hello, everybody. Happy Monday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the first pillar of coherence, which is the self that manifests as well-being. Well, that theme initially sits with you. I, as always, am going to light some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space, and as I do so, I invite you to start to deepen your breath. As you deepen your breath, feel free to close your eyes or soften your vision and really tune in to how you're feeling right now. It's Monday morning, maybe you're on your way to work or just getting your week started. What kind of week do you want it to be? Just notice what arises, just allow. Here in a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep breathing in. Really fill up those lungs. And exhale. And on that exhale, tune in to the collective. All of the people that are joining us across time and space, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Allow your breathing pattern to return to a comfortable rhythm and feel free to open your eyes or leave them closed, whatever feels good to you. I'm going to start shuffling our cards for today. And again, tune back into that theme of self, of well-being. How are you today? How has your relationship to yourself been? I've really been thinking a lot about self-talk and the way that I either build myself up or tear myself down. Maybe that prompts something for you. Our card for this glorious Monday morning is the Six of Swords upright. Again, this is a repeat card for us, and I believe we got it in reverse this last week, and now it is right side up. For those of you listening, this card depicts a boat that is rowing over turbulent waters on one side, but still waters on the other, a page rowing with a woman and a small child in this boat, and the six swords sort of plunged through the front of the boat down into the water. And if you remember from last week, this card typically signifies movement, forward motion, momentum, and we got it in reverse, which called us to pause. But today, we are being asked to move forward, to use the momentum that we have to carry us through. When you think of the water and when you think of the waves, if you're rowing a boat, you're never trying to work against the waves. You want the wind and the waves to work with you. You want to work with nature. Is there a current that you're in right now that maybe you've been fighting against that you can just let be? There is a beauty in surrendering this iron grip that we have sometimes over ourselves, our futures, and what is to come. And when we hand things over to the universe, Source has our back, and it's going to become even greater than what you could possibly imagine. So don't be afraid to lean into the momentum of this moment and trust your gut if you're receiving any intuition or insights about this. We're going to move into our mantra portion of today's ritual, inspired by both the Six of Swords tarot card and our theme of self. Our mantra today is going to be, I surrender. Again, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath with me. So we'll all inhale together, and on the exhale, we will repeat the mantra of I surrender. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in and exhale, saying our mantra, I surrender. And in this moment, just notice, has anything come up for you? I think surrender can oftentimes be associated with yielding on a battlefield, a certain failure, a certain loss. How can this surrender be a beautiful partnership between you and the universe? Now to move into our practice for today, I want you to try getting in touch with some water and really embrace the natural flow that water represents. If you have a pool or a pond or a puddle or some sort of body of water in your backyard or outside of work, maybe go dip your feet in and sit there for a few minutes and think about this idea of surrender. If you don't have a body of water to access, perhaps pour a cup of water in a clear glass and just meditate on it for a moment. Or even a simple water bottle, shake it around a little bit, listen to the way the water moves, and really watch as the water adjusts and flows, and let yourself be delighted by the way that water takes the shape of whatever vessel it is in. Water inside of you has taken the shape of your vessel. Thank you all so very much for being here today and being a part of our daily ritual. Please let us know in the comments down below, how are you going to try surrendering today? And send this ritual to someone that you think would enjoy it or maybe needs this reminder. I am looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow, and until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Please subscribe, follow, like, share, rate, and review this show wherever you are consuming it. That truly is the best way to support our daily ritual and the work of the Cohere Collective. If you want more from the Cohere Collective, we also have a bi-weekly podcast called Making Meaning that comes out every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and wherever else you may get your podcasts. You can also head to www.thecoherecollective.com to learn even more about Cohere and explore our other offerings and content over there. Thank you to Podington Bear for our daily rituals through music. Thank you for being here, and I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.